This is episode number 1934 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts.
I wasn't expecting that. After Julia Roberts broke off her engagement with Kiefer Sutherland in 1990, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. He took up steer roping and became a rodeo tournament winner.
Whoa.
This was before he also became Jack Bauer. Well, look at how badass Kiefer Sutherland is. Tennessee has the highest tax on beer. Of any state, $1.29 a gallon on beer.
I find that surprising. And Julia Roberts needs to receive a thank you note from Kiefer Sutherland.
No kidding. And Wyoming has the lowest at 2 cents per gallon. That's tax on beer. Not to get confused again. Greenland doesn't have any vegetation.
Right.
Gets its name from Nordic settlers who wanted to trick people into moving there. The ultimate. Hey, come on, move on in.
And Iceland gets its name from trying to keep people away.
That's right. The Isley Brothers are the only group of artists who have had top 50 Billboard hits in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Wow.
Oh, check them out.
Yeah. There's only one real person mentioned in the Harry Potter books, a 9-year-old girl in Toronto named Natalie McDonald, who was dying of leukemia. She was a huge fan, so a family friend emailed J.K. Rowling, who included her as a student at Hogwarts in the fourth book.
Huh.
Thank goodness she wasn't identifying as transgender. And that is some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Hey, John.
Yes,
Do you Morgan? Remember when Ellen kicked off her talk show's 18th season back in September?
I do.
All that crap that came out over the pandemic lockdown about
yes.
how toxic a workplace the show was.
And how mean
remember?
The boss she was. Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember that.
Well, we're over it.
We're done.
That episode drew in the highest ratings for one of her season openers in 4 years.
Well, I think that was a...
Don't you know?
I don't know if it was because people were supporting Ellen or they just wanted to see the train wreck. I haven't watched Ellen since. Swipe past on my Instagram feed if I see an Ellen feed. I'm done.
As we're all over it.
Yeah.
Since then, mm-hmm. there's been a startling setback.
Oh, startling. Startling.
Yes. I could almost say it's a scandal-scarring startling setback.
Wait, scandal-scarring. Now, that's the third day in a row you've used scandal-scarring.
I need to use... I don't know if it's true or not, but... Because I just said startling setback, it seemed to fit well with scandal-scarred.
I get that. I see where you're going. Yeah.
So I had to say it, really.
You did.
Now, according to the New York Times, mm-hmm. which reports the program's Nielsen ratings have shown a 43% drop.
No.
Yeah. Over the last 6 months.
No.
43%. Isn't that nuts?
That's not nuts. That's like cancellation.
Catastrophic.
That's what that is. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
She's in a tailspin and a half.
Well, that drop in viewership has been accompanied by a 20% drop in ad revenue.
Yeah, well, that's the tale of the tape right there.
Yeah.
Jen Aniston, run. Run from Ellen very fast. Yes, run. Don't associate yourself with her any longer.
Well, Ellen's primetime show on NBC, Ellen's Game of Games.
Man, I don't like that game. She's also mean there in a funny way.
32% of its viewers disappeared the season.
I think Ellen's done. You know, it's hard to get behind somebody who, I don't want to use the word hypocrite, who possibly could allegedly be a hypocrite in real life after you've supported her and her cause and her lifestyle and everything else. You know, we've championed Ellen for all these years, and now we find out she may just be, you know, a little mean. We've talked about this before. I actually was in the audience once, and it's the most sought-after ticket in Hollywood. And then, of course, the pandemic set in. They didn't have the show. They had the show back. They had people on TV screens in the audience. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a weird concoction now, and I have no desire to go back on the show. I never have any desire to go back. I don't think the show will be here.
It's her loss. That you're not going to be there. It's her loss.
Is that it?
Warner Brothers, they produce both shows.
Right.
They're defending Ellen. They state the Ellen DeGeneres show remains one of the top three highest rating syndicated talk shows of
top
this season.
Top three. So she's up there with Maury Povich and Kelly Clarkson. That's like, okay.
Ellen, you might want to work on that apology again.
Yeah. This time, mean it.
Yes.
This time, mean it.
Now for something a little different.
Ah.
John Stamos has work.
He's got work.
And he's not working as Aunt Becky's pool boy.
I doubt Aunt Becky's got a pool boy anymore. She doesn't even have a rowing coach. Get it? Art.
And he's not working as a merciful uncle to a house full of women's. No. He's going to actually star in a new dramedy for Disney Plus.
Wow.
For Disney Plus.
Wow. We're getting a little serious, but comedy. Okay.
Dramedy.
Yeah. Dramedy.
It's called Big Shot.
Big Shot.
He was going to play a quick-to-anger coach for a private all-girls school basketball team.
I know a guy like that, actually, in real life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
No.
It makes you chuckle.
It just makes me chuckle thinking about it. I don't think he's a quick-to-anger coach, but he's, definitely, yeah. Anyway, continue. Continue. I can't out him. He's probably listening to the show. How many quick-to-anger coaches of private school all-girls basketball teams are there in the world?
True.
You
good
know?
Point.
It's like, I can't out him.
All right, right off the bat, John's character bumps heads with the school dean. And even some of the players want him off the team.
Of course.
So then naturally, dramedy ensues.
It's the pilot. I guarantee you that all happens in the pilot.
Well, because in the day of,
you
can't upset anybody anymore. Because it's harassment.
Yes.
Of some sort.
That's true.
Because everyone's so sensitive.
Why don't they have a female coach?
I don't know.
Because
John Stamos needed work.
I got it. Yeah, he's a big friend of the Disney company. So
that's true. Yeah, so it's produced by Boston Publix and LA's Laws, David E. Kelly.
Oh, David E. Kelly.
It's a David E. Kelly production.
It might be a good show.
David E. Kelly, man.
Yeah, he did a bunch.
Mr. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, he is. I think still to this day.
I think still so, yeah.
I think so. Do you know who's not on this show but would make a great quick-to-anger coach of an all-girls or an all-boys basketball team? I kind of like to think of the all-boys basketball team.
Oh, God, you're going to do it, aren't you?
Halle Berry would be a really good choice for that.
I'm so sorry, Halle.
And inclusive, I might add. So there you go.
Well, she would build a good girls basketball team.
Or a boys one too.
Or boys.
Bad part is the boys would all stand there and not shoot baskets. Big Shot might have some other meaning on a boys team.
Jeez.
Halle Berry is the coach. Get my drift.
Oh,
more who cares tomorrow. You've been warned.
I'm so sorry, folks.
Great day, and
that's all the news you could blessedly care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.